In the previous ayat, in detail it was explained that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was tested in various ways, and he passed what all those tests in with flying colors. And then Allah Ta'ala made him the imam as far as dini matters are concerned, and that is the highest position a person can get, and that is to lead people in deen. And of course the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, who are the highest authorities in this, and it is solely by the choice of Allah Ta'ala. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is the father of the Anbiya, of the great, great Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. And Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala had given him in his progeny that the imamate of deen will remain in his progeny, but with one provision, and that is that those who also have those qualities which Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had, of course nobody can have them at that level which he had, but at least in that direction when a person goes, then Allah chooses those people to become leaders as far as dini matters are concerned. And with regard to that, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, who was the father of Ishaq alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, so Allah had put the nabuwat first in the family of Ishaq alayhi salatu wasalam, and that carried on for a long time. But when they did not appreciate, then Allah transferred it to the progeny of Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. And from him were the Arabs, and in them was Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Also, with regard to that, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and the Qibla, which is one of the most important aspects and a great shi'ar of Islam. Allah Ta'ala said the Jews who have an objection towards the direction of the Qibla of the Muslims, which was discussed previously, and it will come again more in detail in front. Allah says there is no need for them to have that objection, because this Kaaba was built by Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and Allah had chosen Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam to be his helper. As it comes in the ayats in front also, that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam together with Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, they had built the Kaaba. And the Kaaba Sharif is that place which Allah has made of great, great barakat. So much so that a person who reads one namaz there gets the reward of 100,000 namazes. And if he reads with jamaat, so it is 27 times 100,000, 2,700,000 times a person gets a reward. And of course all the other great, great honor which Allah had blessed the Kaaba Sharif, as Allah says, wa amna, Allah made it a place of peace. And Allah says in another place, وَمَنْ دَخَلَهُ that person can amina, a person who enters the Kaaba Sharif has peace on him also. So Allah says, وَجَعَلْنَا الْبَيْتَ مَثَابَةً لِلنَّاسِ, اور جب مقرر کیا ہم نے خانہ کعبہ کو اجتماع کی جگہ لوگوں کے واسطے. And remember that time when we had declared and we had made the Kaaba, that house, the place of great, great barakat and great, great anwarat. Allah Ta'ala made it a place where all the believers will gather. And every believer has got his noor of iman. And when all of them gather there, we can imagine how much that noor becomes. Allah made the system that the five times namaz we make in our local masjids, so the noor of all the people of there gather. And then Juma namaz, Allah made it, we all go to Jami Masjid. And so the noor of all the town people gather there. And then Allah made Hajj, that all the noor of the Muslims of the world, they come together and they gather there. If a person, for example, if we take a comparison with a light bulb, there may be one bulb that has got 100 watts, the light, the power of it. Another has got 1,000, another has got 2,000. When they all meet, that light becomes so great. So even the light of 2,000, though itself it has got so much light, but with all that other one, what 1,000, and even that with the 100, that light becomes more, so that that light of 2,000 also gets more light. Like that, the believers, whatever their strength of iman, there may be those with weak iman, those with very strong iman, but everyone, even with the one with strong iman, benefits by this gathering. So Allah Ta'ala made it a place for them together. Another explanation is given, Mathabatan, Allah made it a place of thawab. Great, great rewards a person gets there. And this Allah has made for all the people in Nas. Wa amna, and Allah made it a place of great peace for all the people of the world as well. Of course, those who respond, those who bring iman, they benefit. But it is a place where all the people of the world can benefit from. But those benefit who qualify, and that is that those who have iman, only they are permitted to go there and they get the full benefit. So Allah Ta'ala has made this, and Allah reminds us that this great honor has come into the ummah also by Ibrahim alayhi salam, and here particularly what is highlighted that Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam was his helper, and the Kaaba is the qibla of, so to say, Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. And Allah declared that as the direction of worship for all for all the believers, for all the Muslims in the world. And till today, by the fazal of Allah Ta'ala, Muslims in the east, west, north, south, all face towards the Qibla, and in that way unity comes amongst them also in their direction. With that unity in the heart also comes, they all face the same direction. May Allah let us appreciate all these great favors and understand them, and make dua that the Haram Sharif again can be restored to the ibadat as it is supposed to be properly, and everyone has permission to go there without any of the funny restrictions which are being made, and that everyone can benefit from this great and honorable place which Ibrahim, where the barakat of Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam are. May Allah bless us with all this righteousness.